performing a drama in my secondary school, it's not in the lesson, it's not a compulsory learning lesson. Mm-hmm. It's just a drama show, mm-hmm. and my teachers asked me, would you like to join? And I love drama myself, so I will go to have a try. And I'm not being a cast, I'm just a scriptwriter, mm-hmm. and that's a great experience as I can. I'm not limited in the exam, you know.
Right. Yeah. The structure. Right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. exam structure. I just create the story that I like, and I can add some joke in it, and it's more related to our daily life living. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. You.
Okay. Memorable English learning experience.
Oh yeah, that's awesome. So like, other than adding, expressing your creativity, freedom in your work. So what else do you enjoy while when you're writing the script, you know, for the drama?
The most enjoyable.
Yeah.
Thing.
Or other things you like doing while preparing the script. Yeah.
I think it's. I love to see how the actors try to say the words and how they express their feelings on this. And they can actually show me they can work really well. And that's the most enjoyable part.
Well, that's great. And I also want to know, did the script writing help you to be more confident in writing in future?
But... It's confident to, but not in writing email, you know. Maybe after that drama show, I have to write a lot of writing, but not great. But instead, I have to write a lot of emails, mm-hmm. like giving to the professors, asking for something, or a really formal one. And the drama script didn't help me to get such experience in writing this formal letter.
It still counts as like a learning experience for yourself, so that's good. And let's talk about the second question. Do you mind telling me your most memorable English reading experience?
The most memorable English reading experience is it's not a really good experience as I in my secondary school for my teachers. There is a lesson called once per week called like reading week, I can't remember. But it just forced us to read some short stories which are not really interesting. And we have to, after reading the short story, we have to have a small group discussion about the story. But actually in my group, no one loves reading those short stories. They are quite boring.
But what kind of stories will be interesting other than the ones you don't like?
I think maybe some, what I just said, drama script. Mm-hmm. Maybe I suggest people should like students to read more drama script as it's really easy to read and it's quite, we can act, we can speak, and instead of just reading a long paragraph. Mm-hmm.